Conversation 8. Advice to a friend.
Hi, Katie. I'm calling you to cry on your shoulder. Do you mind if I come over? I really need to talk to you.
Of course I don't mind. Come over. I'll make a pot of tea. Pat, what's the matter?
It's just that everything is wrong with my life. In the first place, there are so many problems at work. My boss is really out to get me. He's on my case for every little thing. Lately, I can't do anything that pleases him. Plus, he makes me so nervous that I'm beginning to make unnecessary mistakes.
So, what's the reason for all that?
It's probably because he has problems at home. But that doesn't give him the right to take it all out on me, does it?
It's just the opposite. It's at work where he ought to seek a little peace so he can work out his personal problems at home. At least that's what I think.
I have the impression that nobody is really happy. The situation at my house doesn't exactly cheer me up either. You know what? Those two guys I share the house with don't have a clue about how to keep it clean. They don't lift a finger to help me. Last night, I spent 2 hours cleaning the kitchen while they pigged out on pizza and watched TV. I'm sick and tired of their behavior, but that's not the worst. As if that weren't enough, Brad refuses to talk to me. Like, out of the blue, he's decided he wants his space. I really feel like throwing in the towel.
Calm down, Pat, and let's look at one thing at a time. I don't think things are as bad as they seem right now. For a start, why don't we make a list of the positive things in your life? That way, you'll realize what your strengths are. Then we'll make a plan to begin changing the things that aren't working for you. You shouldn't let yourself get depressed.
Thanks, Katie. You know, I already feel much better. You really know how to cheer me up.
I care about you. After all, you are my best friend and have been from the get-go. I know I can count on you for good advice from time to time.